Well, good evening. It's about 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time here in Seashell, BC. So, anyways, we had a bit of a sunny day with clouds, and it was a good day. Just to let everyone know, Poems from the Arrowhead Clubhouse is now for sale online. Just type that in your search bar and it should show up where you can buy it. I've seen it on exlibris.com and eBay so far. Amazon will be about 2 months away, but still, in any case, your favorite bookstore should be able to order it. The ebook is almost ready, and that's the cheapest at $3.99. The soft cover is $14.99, and the hardcover is $24.99, all US dollars. So, anyways, and as well, there hasn't much been done with the server as of yet, as far as I know. So, that's coming along at its own pace. And the Digital Institute 2017 book, I still haven't had an update about that. That's still, I'm not sure when they're going to get that done. So just keep an eye out for it. Just do the odd search, the odd time. And it might show up. But anyways, there's only one book to go. And then that will be a total of 4 books. And another book written by Joan Silverthorne, my nan, she wrote a book called The Funny Things That You Say. That now she's passed away, and Exlibris was in charge of finishing the book, so she got all the final draft in. So if you want to get a copy of that somehow, maybe phone Exlibris and see if you can get a copy of it somehow. Because it should be ready. She just had to get permission for the cartoons to be in the book. So I don't know if they've done that yet or not. So anyways, and so that would be 5 books told on the market. And the Arrowhead book is going to be used for the Arrowhead Clubhouse for to fund our projects that the members feel they would like to see it go towards and things like that. So, yeah. And the cost, about $1,500 US to get Arrowhead book done. Got that on sale at half price. And then the Digital Institute book costs about $700 US. I would think. And then I paid for marketing as well, which was another $700, which was included money scraps as well. So the fax list or the email list of that to media outlets and that sort of thing. So that's about where that was at. And then I got the Commodore 64. Trent found a working one on Craigslist here in Vancouver, so he picked that up for $200. And then we found out the sound chip doesn't work on it. So, and the disk drive, it accesses the drive, but we can't load up a directory on it. So Coast Computers is going to try and sell it. And then Trent bought a desoldering gun so he could take off chips on the other Commodore or other projects he's doing. So yeah, so that's going along okay. And then we ordered some chips and they work, so that was good. Saved a bit of money. And then I've been riding my bike that my dad got me, a giant bike, and had my mom paid to have the front flat fixed, which is about 37 Canadian with tax at Off the Edge Bike Shop here in Seashell. So that was pretty good. And I've been riding around town. And Google said I rode my bike about 19 kilometers last year. So that's about maybe 10 to 20 minutes a day around town. During the pandemic, there were some months I didn't ride. So anyways, what else has been going on? The cookbook, well, apparently they've been reading my writing and cooking from it, so it turned out well in that sense, but hasn't produced any coin, but none of the books have produced any coin yet, so. And I've seen an apartment for sale in Tumbler Ridge for $29.99. And Canadian, but that's pretty far away from Seashell, so I'm not sure. That might be a no-go, but still, apartments and the townhouses and a few houses are selling all over BC, and I guess in Ontario as well. Folks are leaving the city and because they can work from home and things like that. They want more space and the commutes are longer to their jobs, but they don't have to commute as much, so it makes sense. Anyway, and it just... I'm living in a rental right now as part of the clubhouse, but part of BC Housing, so I got help with rent, but that's how I was able to afford all this stuff. But my income has gone up because I went to school and I got training and stuff like that, and I've been using it every day, and so. Yeah, so I got an increase of $4 a day. So it'll take a while before I recoup the money that I paid into the course, the digital marketing course. So, but anyways, we'll see what happens. Okay, well, thanks for your time and stay safe and we'll chat later. Bye.